preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
Well, I'm so thankful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. On this Friday session, I want to talk a little bit about the great apostasy and what the Apostle Paul here in 1 Timothy chapter 4 warns us against under inspiration of the Spirit, and have us think about, as churches, the importance of being discerning. I've emphasized this so much on Abounding Grace. The time for discernment. We just need a generation of discerning Christians who understand and know the Word of God so much that it breeds real conviction. Again, conviction for truth, conviction of standing up for the truth of the Word of God. I go through the Old Testament and I read about Israel. And I've often gone through and wondered, why does the Lord tell us so much over and over and over again of Israel's failure, Israel's apostasy, and the Lord's judgment? I wish I could say that in the New Covenant, in the time that we lived, that such a phenomenon would not happen again. But over and over, Israel defected in their worship. They defected in doing things in worship, in worshiping idols, and bowing down to the gods of the nations, and all of these sort of departures from the true and the living God, that the Lord had to come down, raise up a prophet who would give a covenant lawsuit against them, and then they would be judged. The 70-year captivity, where they were carried into captivity in Babylon, was a judgment because of the nation going apostate. And, you know, we come to the New Testament, and we find the very same warnings and the very same predictions that this will happen again in the Israel of God. Galatians chapter 6, called the Galatians the Israel of God. And here we see that the devil will attack the church with false teachings and false doctrines and false worship. And today everything is so tolerated. We just think that the battle only happens on the outside, and we've forgotten the warning that was given in Acts chapter 20, that savage wolves will come in among us, not sparing the flock, and they will deceive many. Now, the passage that I'm particularly thinking of today comes out of the book of 1 Timothy. This was a pastoral epistle that was written to the young pastor Timothy so that he would understand what's happening in the ministry, that he would understand what is going on in the church of Jesus Christ, that we are, yes, a church triumphant, but also a church militant as we fight and defend for the truth. Remember, Jude chapter 1 tells us that we are to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Why? Because certain men have crept in unnoticed. The contending, as 1 John says, that we test the spirits to see whether they be of God, because many false teachers and false Christs and antichrists have gone out into the world. Now, this is 1 Timothy 4. Let me read a first few verses here, the first five verses actually of 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared as with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, this is a really moving passage because the beginning of it says, the Spirit expressly says. That means the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Now, the word is given by inspiration of the Spirit, but when you have this kind of accent put on something that specifically is burdening the Spirit, we have to listen. The Holy Spirit is telling us something, and we find this construction very few times in the New Testament where he specifically speaks to something as he's referenced by name. Now, think about what is said. The Spirit expressly says, the Spirit is telling us something as Christians that we have to be greatly aware of. That in the latter times, that's the times in which we live, some will depart from the faith. That means the deposit of Christian teaching, they will depart from historic Orthodox Christian doctrine. They will walk away from it, and they instead will give heed to doctrines of demons. Now, that is a very important thing, an important problem to consider. What are doctrines of demons? What are things that demons would say? Now, we have to remember this phenomenon in the church. The church in Corinth dealt with this, and the Apostle Paul had to come along. They were tolerating every false doctrine. And Paul says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you've not received, or a different gospel, which you've not accepted, you may well put up with it." Now, what was going on in Corinth? They were tolerating all sorts of false teachings to go on in the life of the church. In fact, the Apostle Paul here says that they have put up with it. So they have put up with a different Jesus and a different gospel. Now, that is just a moving section, because what it says then is that there can be false Jesuses being preached right from your pulpit. There can be false gospels being leveled at you, and the majority of the people will just take it as if it's gospel, take it as if it's truth. And, you know, the Apostle Paul chides them here, where he says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." Now, my question then today, if that's going on, what would be something that would be accepted today in the church that would be a doctrine of a demon? What would be something that would evidence itself as that of being from Satan and that we have become totally tolerant of? Well, it's going to have everything to do with the message. And I was moved the other day when I was reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul said there, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." Now, here's what it is: having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Now, how could any of that, dear listener, have a form of godliness? The scary answer to that is that much of that, much of the behaviors that the Bible flat out condemns, will have been tolerated by the church and will come in an outward show of light. You know, the Apostle Paul goes on to warn in that very same section of what the pastor's responsibility is. He says he has to preach the word in season and out of season. Why? Because in this time that's coming, they're not going to endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they're going to heap for themselves teachers and turn their ears away from the truth. That is the evidence today. What is the truth? Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 17, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." The great apostasy that is happening all around us is a single great phenomenon. It's a single great problem. It is a turning away from the Word of God. You know, years ago, you would walk into a church and there would be a man who would, even if it didn't have any of the pomp and glitter, even if the sermon was not so outwardly exciting as we're so used to today, he would still take the Word of God and exposit that word. That is what pleased God. He would exposit. He would bring to bear the Word of God on the conscience. Now today, what's happened? As people have turned their ears away from the Word of truth, open your eyes and see what's happened. Everything has moved to these life series, these current series of getting derailed, going off-roading with God. You have a million of these series, you know, getting bandaged, how to help you with your journeys. You know what I'm talking about. And in these scenarios, what's happened is the pastor has pandered to and appealed to the wants of the people instead of honoring the Lord's word and declaring what the Lord has already said the people need to hear. I've always said, this is why the Lord gave us books of the Bible. 66 different books. Why? Because he wants those books preached. He wants those books exposited. He wants those books opened up to the people. In fact, in the time of the Reformation, this is what launched the Great Reformation from the abuses of the Roman Catholic Church, where they said the people couldn't have the Word of God. And they couldn't have it in their own language, and it could only be read in the Latin by the priests. And the Protestant Reformation brought back the authority of Scripture and brought it back into the hands of the people so that they could open the Word. And what launched that was, again, biblical expositional preaching. You go through the old commentators like Calvin. They're expositions of Scripture. They're opening up the Word of God. That's our duty. That's our calling. You know, Amos in the days of Israel warned that a famine would come, not a famine of bread or of water, but a famine of the hearing of the word of the Lord. Men will run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord, and they will not find it. You know, I've often said, today we all have Bibles, and they're all in our colored leathers, pink, and we've got all sorts of study editions, the men's study edition, the army edition, the patriots edition. I mean, just goes on, endless, translation after translation. And yet we are one of the most biblically illiterate ages ever. So my question is, can you have the famine? Can you have a famine of the hearing of the word of the Lord with the bread in your hand? It's a scary thought. That today we need a whole nother reformation, if you will. We need a whole new beginning of going back to the Word, opening the Word. And you know, then we'll see the kind of power people think they're looking for. People think they're finding, but they're not. The Lord's Word, the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of Christ and Him crucified from all of Scripture is God's chosen power to save. This is what ignited the Protestant Reformation. This is what Martin Luther understood in Romans chapter 1. Remember what Romans chapter 1 says, but now, the righteousness of God is revealed. From faith to faith, the just shall live by faith. I want you to think about Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So dear listener, get back under that word and you will know the power of God to save your soul. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days are the worship service times. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.